An Elegy on the Death of Minister John Gill, D.D., who departed this life, October 14, 1771. By Benjamin Francis, 1734-1799, London, printed for the author, and sold by John Robinson, at St. Saviour's Dockhead, Southwark, 1771. An Elegy on the Death of Minister John Gill, D.D. When the brave hero in the Christian cause, fired with the love of his redeeming Lord, clad with salvation, armed with truth divine, and just embarking on some grand intent, midst yawning billows and surrounding death, bade lasting farewell to his much beloved Ephesian brethren, on the Ionian shore, meanwhile declaring, with prophetic lips, they should no more his face on earth behold. The holy elders, overwhelmed with grief, at final parting with the man of God, embraced him ardent in their throbbing breast, and bathed with tears his venerable face. Thus the bright flame of sacred Christian love glowed in their bosoms, thus their hearts dissolved in flowing grief for the departing saint, stretching his pinions for his native skies. And thus the grief of weeping Zion flows for her beloved, divinely valiant son, who long had watched upon her towering walls, timely alarmed her of approaching foes, and fought her battles with heroic zeal, whose dreaded fall fair Salem feels around, and Judah mourns through his extensive land. O kindly aid me, thou celestial muse, whose inspiration taught the royal breast of Jesse's son his elevated strains. Aid me, O muse, in solemn notes to sing a prophet's death, that claims our pious grief, as from the summit of some trackless hill, bewildered pilgrims, dreading the black shades and sad inclemens of approaching night, with eager look gaze on the setting sun, and court his guidance to some peaceful cot. So heaven-born pilgrims, taught by thee, great Gill, the sacred path to paradise on high, with throbbing bosoms, and with weeping eyes, saw thee descending, though with easy steps, the steep of life, eternal grace thy stay, down to the gloomy vale, where grisly death spreads tenfold horror, roaring for his prey. Not that we dreaded aught respecting thy victorious combat with the King of Dread, the mighty captain of salvation sought, and, for thee, vanquished the alarming foe. Nor was thy calm and steady soul disturbed by his loud terrors, as she safely passed through his dark borders, to the realms of light. On truth eternal, and unchanging love, firm stood thy feet, midst the cold stream of death, smit with the mantle thy Redeemer wrought, to part with thee, our ever watchful guide. To part with thee prompts our succeeding tears, excites our sorrow, and our fear alarms. No more we see thy venerable face in sacred Zion, at her solemn feasts, exciting pleasure, reverence, and love. No more we hear thy heart-reviving tongue, touched with a coal of bright celestial fire, unfold the wonders of redeeming grace. No more new streams of truth divine we taste from thy unwearied and exhaustless quill, thy learned pen, incessantly employed for half an age in thy great master's cause. Thy hand has changed for never fading palms, and thy vast labors in the gospel field, for 55 revolving suns, receive the bright reward of an immortal crown, the radiant orb that brings the welcome day, with cheering light and genial warmth replete, in the fair east, begins with early dawn his rapid journey to the distant west, spreads gladness round the gloomy beds of pain, bids sorrow smile, and melancholy sing, invites the laborer to his various toil, and guides the traveler in the dubious road, succors each tribe of every growth and kind, to life produced by his prolific beams, the russet plains with cheerful green adorns, and barren hills clothes with abounding corn, warms the cold regions near the northern pole. Thaws isles of ice, the frozen sea unbinds. Soars far above each interposing cloud. And walks serene beyond the raging storm. When gently down the distant hill he slides. And seems extinguished in the western sea. He rides aloft still in the blaze of day. Pursues unwearied his diurnal course. And rises glorious in the crimson east. So, heaven-taught gill, shone thy transparent breast. With light divine, imbibed from the soul fount. Of evangelic and celestial truth. So glowed thy bosom with the sacred fire. Of love supreme to thy redeeming God. Divinely kindled in thy tender mind. Nor aught abated with advancing age. Hence thy loud praises for abounding grace. Thy deep concern for never dying souls. And tender feelings for each brother's woe. Hence, for thy Savior, thy unwearied zeal. Thy various labors, and incessant toil. And hence, thy relish and supreme esteem. For every stream of sacred truth, that flows. From revelation's hallowed spring, unmixed. With muddy error, and insipid forms. Soon in the morning of thy days, began. Thy willing feet, with pleasing haste, to tread. The sacred paths of wisdom, peace, and joy. Soon did thy tongue, in evangelic strains. Begin to sound the great Redeemer's name. That brought salvation to a dying world. And soon thy quill, dipped in atoning blood. Began to paint the beauties of thy Lord. His glorious features, and surprising love. As the nice labors of the pencil grow. More fair and precious, with improving time. So the productions of thy able pen. Where attributes and truths divine are seen. In beauteous order, and engaging light. Shall unborn ages lastingly admire. Thy various volumes shall instruction yield. To sons of learning, and to sons of grace. Shall teach the pastor how the flock to feed. And guide the footsteps of his willing charge. When the late day of glorious grace shall dawn. The impious Gentile and blaspheming Jew. Shall read, believing, thy prophetic page. With deep repentance, and exalted joy. Celestial truth displayed her beauteous charms. And radiant crown, to thy admiring eyes. Engaged thee early in her sacred cause. And fired thy soul with ardor from above. Pleased and resolved the heavenly fair to serve. And combat error with undaunted zeal. Thy stripling hand began to wield the sword. Divinely tempered, with amazing skill. Sword of the Spirit. Piercing through the soul. With this brave weapon thy heroic arm. Nobly defended evangelic truth. And pierced the heart of heresy and sin. On either side gigantic errors fell. And Satan trembled for his dark domain. Through the wide field of science intricate. Where oft proud error his tall standard rears. The veteran foe thou closely didst pursue. And drive him headlong from his boasted ground. With ceaseless ardor and progressive steps. Thy nimble feet trod the extensive field. Of human knowledge, and her paths explored. There thrives improvement, their religion reaps. Abundant fruit, though of terrestrial growth. Sweet to the taste, and wholesome to the mind. And there thou gatherest a surprising fund. Of solid learning, sown, from age to age. In foreign lands, Chaldea, Palestine. Arabia, Egypt, Italy, and Greece. Thy application, how intensely great. Early and constant as the morning star. Strong smells the lamp in all thy learned page. How warm thy zeal for every truth divine. How vast the toil of thy laborious pen. Kind heaven be praised for such extensive grace. And splendid gifts, bestowed on mortal man. Thus fraught thy mind, and thus inflamed thy breast. With heavenly wisdom, and seraphic love. Bright didst thou shine in thy extensive sphere. And light celestial round the nation spread. Fair light divine, that penetrates the deep. Benighted Caverns of the Human Mind. The Ransom Tribes in Paths of Pleasure Guides. Through Veils of Sorrow, to the Realms of Joy. Gilds the Black Horror of Indignant Death. Sheds a bright luster on the gloomy grave. And paints upon the ravished eye of faith. The glorious image of eternal things. Nor light alone springs from thy splendent page. A genial warmth glows in each sacred line. And thaws the center of the frozen soul. From living faith's deep penetrating root. Extracts obedience, purity, and joy. Cheers the fair shoots of growing hope, and dies. The golden produce of unfading love. Sad and alarming, that pernicious weeds. Of vice and error should, in Zion, thrive. Beneath the rays of evangelic truth. While not the rays of evangelic truth. Contain the poison, but the noxious weeds. So, wanton minds, in former ages, turned. Heaven's purest mercy into foulest crimes. Deep didst thou dig in revelation's mine. For soul adorning truths, which far excel. The glowing rubies of the Persian court. And shine transparent through thy golden page. Close was thy converse, intimate, and sweet. For half a century, with the men of God. Apostles, prophets, patriarchs, priests, and kings. Who, from the mouth of inspiration, wrote. The sacred volume, thy industrious pen. With arduous toil, and skill profound, explained. The peerless glories of thy bleeding Lord. Seen through creation, providence, and grace. The bright displays of everlasting love. To all the heirs of never-fading bliss. The awful wonders of the mystic cross. And the vast joys of the celestial world. Were thy exalted and thy darling theme. Thy nervous pen described the eternal hills. Where the clear stream of full salvation springs. The spreading tree of life immortal grows. And golden mines of saving grace are found. And how that stream of full salvation flows. In vast meanders, down to earth and time. At Calvary the guilt of Salem drowns. Removes her stains, her fainting mind revives. And fills her sons with never-ending joy. Nor error's cloud, nor envy's baleful mist. Can veil the splendor of thy radiant page. Thy radiant page harmonious truth displays. Deep penetration, and seraphic love. Nor will it cease to shine from age to age. Till the bright dawn of everlasting day. Not dead of thee, but thy dissolving clay. Thy mental sorrows, and corporeal pains. Here live thy labors to the end of time. The monument of thy renowned name. While thy blessed soul in realms celestial dwells. Sweet realm celestial. Far beyond the reach. Of Satan, sin, temptation, grief, and death. Where fair perfection round each angel shines. Where glory blazes on seraphic eyes. Where crystal joy in streams eternal glides. And endless life smiles in unfading bloom. Off to those realms, while yet to earth confined. On faith's swift pinions, soared thy heaven-born soul. With transport viewed the everlasting hills. Bright with the sunshine of Jehovah's love. And wished to tread the goodly mount of God. But now, thy spirit, O immortal Gil, is thither wasted on angelic wings, and placed among thy kindred saints on high. Now thou beholdest with ecstatic joy, and tearless eyes, that glorious face divine. We love unseen, whose beatific smiles shed endless bliss on heaven's triumphant host. Now thou unitest with the countless throng, in ceaseless praises to the Lamb that died, his foes to conquer, and his friends to save. Now thou communest, on exalted themes, with saints and angels of superior size, with Gabriel, Enoch, Abram, Moses, Paul, Brian, Stennett, Wilson, and each bosom friend. Now thou perusest with supreme delight, the numerous volumes of surprising grace, wherein are found the everlasting plan, of new creation, infinitely fair. The Matchless Wonders of Redeeming Love, The Fresh Achievements of Victorious Truth, and Growing List of Spirits Glorified. Expecting, joyful, when thy slumbering dust shall hear the trump of the archangel sound, in thy Redeemer's glorious image rise to life immortal, and thy soul rejoin. Thus, while our tears bedew thy sleeping clay, and trembling Zion thy departure mourns, thy deathless mind incessant joy imbibes in the blessed presence of the God of love, while flaming seraphs and triumphant saints joy to behold thee in the realms of bliss. Nor long our feet this howling desert tread, amidst the footsteps of voracious death, ere we ascend the everlasting mount, where all the ransomed of the Lamb shall meet, behold his glory with immortal eyes, and sing his love in high seraphic strains. There would we join thee in harmonious praise to him that reigns on heaven's eternal throne, dispensing bliss. And while we wishful gaze on the bright hills beyond the veil of woe, and view thee sitting, with perfection clad, on shining Tabor at thy Savior's side, we cease to weep around thy peaceful tomb, and bless thy exit to the world of joy. O kind Redeemer, fain would we exchange these parched deserts, these annoying thorns, for the sweet streams and never-fading flowers that glide and blossom in Emmanuel's land. Fain would we see thy long-expected reign on the new earth, and for 1,000 years, when the blessed subjects of thy peerless crown shall round thee sit on their resplendent thrones, when death shall die, when grief shall ever cease, and bliss and glory in perfection bloom. Finis.